year ago, I was like, hey guys, you know, we keep allowing the tax tail to wag the dog. This is probably one of the best times to pay capital gains tax and corporate taxes and income taxes, because we're at a historic income tax low. And this is all scheduled to sunset and estate planning, death tax lows. And where we have a tax storm coming, because yes, under the previous administration, record tax revenues came in, but also under the previous administration, record spending from our federal government.
Right.
Our politicians on all sides of the aisles cannot stop trying to buy votes and just keep spending and spending and spending. And when they keep, and the only way to solve it is, so what are they doing? They're just creating as much money as possible through the Federal Reserve.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and my awesome co-host, Tammy B, is here with me for our show today.
How's it going, Ken?
I'll say good.
I have to say that I've started to get a little bit of a complex because you keep having guests on the show, so I feel like I'm on my way out.
You're not on your way out. I love having you on, and I like having you come in because you always come in from a different angle, and the guests have been great. I so enjoyed.
Yes.
Talking about acquiring businesses. I mean, I've always, when I work with clients one-on-one, I don't know if I've emphasized it enough on the show, but you know, real estate, very attractive to me. Self-storage units, always very attractive to me. Running my company, it's my number one investment. We've talked about, you know, hey, your number one investment is your earned income from your job or your business. Everything else is ancillary. You know, you Right. build upon it, but your number one profit center, and profit is good, despite what a lot of politicians think, and we're going to talk about that today, profit is good.
Yeah, kind of is necessary.
Yeah, I mean, ripping people off, bad.
Yeah.
Right. Profit is good.
Yeah.
And we want everyone to be profitable. That's what keeps money flowing. That's what creates this velocity of money. That's what keeps the world turning. Hopefully it gets the world turning again.
Yeah.
But I thought it was great how we were talking about in that conversation about, you know, instead of starting a brand new company, that can be a lot of work. Mm. That takes a lot of time. It's usually a lot more advantageous just to acquire one.
Yeah.
And so, man, was my brain spinning after that.
I bet.
So we've had some great guests on. I have more great guests coming on. I'm trying to get a legal eagle in to talk about real estate in California. What that state is doing is so crazy to me. And I don't know the solution because it just seems like it's just one party rule there. And I'm not pro Democratic Party. I'm not pro Republican Party. I really resent both the parties. And I just, because they always put themselves first.
Yeah.
And in the reality, and you see how, my gosh, I love to get insider talk about, if you see the fees, like you really want to, and I get it. You see people with great intentions and they become, they're not leaders, unfortunately, but they become politicians. They become a Republican, not all of them, but they become a Republican or Democratic representative or senator. But then when you see the fees they have to pay these parties, you can see how quickly these good intentions go away, because it's like, hey, they want to make a difference, but now all of a sudden they need a lot of money.
Oh, so interesting. They're
getting the money from the lobbyists.
Right.
And then how do you bite the hand that feeds you?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yikes.
This is all upside down.
Yeah.
And I don't know the solution yet. And I hate not having the solution. And this podcast, I'm not sure we're going to title it this episode, but there's been a rumor mill for quite some time. And I hate rumors and I hate gossip, but there's been a lot of conversation from the new administration of what they want to implement. And man, they just have been a machine. And I do not like one party rule.
Mm-hmm.
And the direction they're going, and I talked about this with the Vox reporter, six, 7 months ago, prior to the elections. I said, it doesn't matter with the stock market. It's not going to be impacted whether we have President Trump or President Biden. It doesn't matter.
Mm, right.
It's going to do what it does in that area. That it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But what I did mention to the reporter, and she didn't bite on it, and so I'll talk about it, was I said, the real question is how will Main Street do? I mean, what's good for Wall Street quite often is not what's good for mom and pop companies and families and individuals, especially at middle income and at poverty level, the poor.
Right.
And so what the stuff that's being implemented and the amount, and I'm not going to get too into the inflation discussion, but no, we've talked about it a couple times, you know, the power to tax or the power to destroy. We've had two episodes talking about that, you know, once, and then I revisited it a year or so later. And these taxes that are being proposed, it was just talked about, we'll see what comes into to law. But some of the things that are on the table, it's over a $2 trillion, what the government calls a stimulus bill. This is just absolute, I don't know how else to say it. It's just socialism / communism / just actual government just takeover of everything. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, companies, big companies can be very inefficient. Government is unbelievably inefficient.
Absolutely.
And the stuff they're pushing, you know, I don't like it when government picks winners and losers. I think it's a dangerous game.
Yeah.
And the politics and the lobbyists and this good old boy stuff, it's just so... That's the true monopolies. We hear this conversation that monopolies with companies are really bad. We got to break up the telephone companies. We got to break up this. We got to break up that. But the true monopoly is our federal government. And it's outrageous the amount of money working with collusion, like, you know, working with the Federal Reserve, just printing out more and more and more money.
Right.
And some people would argue that a low interest rate environment is good. No, it's not, because it just, in many ways, it's good in the fact that you want to go get a mortgage right now, Tammy.
Right,
well,
right.
Listen, I want to go get a mortgage. That's a good thing, right? Low interest.
Right.
The problem, all these people that want to retire and live off interest, I mean, they're just toast. They're the amount of money has been printed and over the last year is outrageous, and they're about to do it again.
Yeah.
And I'll have more specifics, and I might just have to, I really enjoy sharing stories. I hate writing. And I have to be in a happy, creative mode. I mean, I do the snippets of the Engineer of Finance that used to be a weekly thing. And then COVID hit. I didn't have anything positive to say. So I just hid in a cave for a few months. And then finally said, hey, I'm going to start writing once a week again. I'll never stop doing this again. And then just, I was like, oh, there goes Georgia. And I hate one party rule. This could be very dangerous.
Right.
And these parties, they will look out for themselves first.
Yeah,
I don't understand this attraction to power. And I'm not attacking the Democratic Party. I'm attacking both parties. I'm equal
for
in my
sure.
criticisms.
Yeah, it's the political system that you're talking about.
And it's like, I used to make a joke a long time ago. My joke was like, well, I prefer this was years ago when I was in college. I'm like, I prefer the Republican Party because they don't really mess with us. They just screw up all the other countries, right? You know? And then they kind of leave us alone and they just mess up all the other countries in the world. And then you got the Democratic Party is like, man, they just really want to mess us up and control everything we do. And I just, and I know I'm speaking in extremes. That's not necessarily a fair statement, but I thought it was funny. And so that was kind of my joke. And, but here the machine, I just, this push for, I'm all for, I mean, you see what's being pushed. I mean, over $2 trillion. And I'm all for improving our infrastructure. The ASC, I'm a member of American Society of Civil Engineers forever, being a PE. And our infrastructure forever has gotten like a D+ rating. And so, yeah, I'm happy to see things like this in this bill for improvement of road and bridges and the train systems and things like that. I mean, the infrastructure, I would argue in that area could be very important. But it just, there's just so much pork on these $1 trillion things that have been pushed out. I mean, the supposed COVID relief bill that just came out a month ago, not even 10% of that is related to COVID. It's just hand out money. And that is literally just dipping into someone else's wealth and handing it to someone else.
Right.
And that what's happened, and I talk about the power to tax, the power to destroy, they want to, what saved Germany was, I still think is the number one in manufacturing. They have the highest labor rate, but they're number one. Their auto industry is phenomenal. And what Germany did over a decade ago to save that industry is they took them from, I believe it was a 35% corporate income tax and dropped them to 15%.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And that was phenomenal. And also, by the way, our government, over the last 4 years received, well, before COVID, received more tax revenue in history from tax deductions. So I look at things like 2 + 2 = 4, 1 + 1 = 2. And it's like, okay, so if we decrease taxes and the economy thrived and the government received more revenue,
right?
Why in the world in this new plan do they want to take corporate tax from 21 up to 28?
Yeah.
Is that to increase revenue, or is there another motive? I just don't understand the thinking. I guess right off the bat, it's like, oh yeah, if we just increase taxes, we're going to get more money. Yeah, but people are just going to say F it, not work as hard.
Exactly.
Or they're going to find some way or some loophole or some pivot.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily what's good for Main Street. I mean, I would say, hey, we really want to get the economy going. Boy, were we handed a real crap sandwich over the last year and a half because of this COVID thing. And our media is just absolute propaganda machine. It's just ridiculous. Whatever is coming out of their mouths. I mean, I should just do a whole episode of how you know what's BS. Just by the adjectives and adverbs and little things and labels they'll throw on things, you already understand their immediate bias.
Right.
Instead of reporting on all sides and being neutral. And so, you know, and we're all subject to being manipulated by it. I talked a bit about it, I think, a year ago, how I felt. I was just so manipulated by the fear of COVID, all of it. And you just, it's very hard. It's very hard. You just got to stay away from it as much as you can. You've had that down for a long time. So I will be talking about solutions. I'm going to be identifying some big problems coming our way. A year ago or so, and I think I wrote this in one of my snippets, that a tax storm is coming. A year ago, I was like, hey guys, you know, we keep allowing the tax tail to wag the dog. This is probably one of the best times to pay capital gains tax and corporate taxes and income taxes, because we're at a historic income tax low. And this is all scheduled to sunset and estate planning, death tax lows. And where we have a tax storm coming, because yes, under the previous administration, record tax revenues came in, but also under the previous administration, record spending from our federal government.
Right.
Our politicians on all sides of the aisles cannot stop trying to buy votes and just keep spending and spending and spending. And when they keep, and the only way to solve it is, so what are they doing? They're just creating as much money as possible through the Federal Reserve and just printing more to get out of this monster. The interest rates are phenomenally low. Think it's to protect you and me, Tammy?
Yeah.
Or do you think maybe it's to protect our government and our politicians?
Government.
And so what's happened is this inflation absolutely punishes the poor. It's destroying them. You know, if milk goes up from $2 or milk, I was about to say milk. Yeah, fine. Milk goes up from $2. I don't know what it is. My wife does almost all the shopping. I gotten really good at delegating because I have no tolerance for it. Yeah. And she's really good. But if milk goes from, so she gets so mad when I don't know what milk costs and eggs cost. I said, that's your job. Right? I'm weak there, Danielle. I'm weak. So, and we'll wrap up the show real quick because it's not the most optimistic thing, but it'll end with some optimism. But you got to identify the problem first. And so with inflation, eggs going up substantially, milk going up, it's like, geez, we need to go fill up. I don't know what it is back east area, but like in Reno, Tahoe area, I mean, gas is, it's like, that's great. Just, that was $3.80 a gallon. I mean, can't even imagine what it is in California right now. But then I was talking to a client in the, I think, Chicago or area, and it was like $2.50 a gallon. So it's just very expensive out here in the West. But I mean, that's gone up substantially. That's inflation. And of course, it's not just the printing of money. When new leadership shuts down our energy supply with fossil fuels and oil and natural gas, guess what happens? You know, supply goes down, demand's still the same. It's going to really increase. It's going to put it through the roof.
Right.
So I don't like it when government picks winners and losers. That's a dangerous game. And raising corporate tax rates, so this really comes into play, very dangerous. Eliminating some tax deductions for the energy companies, a very dangerous game. Totally don't like this type of central planning. It could really bite you.
Right.
And increasing taxes, well, we just proved the last 4 years. That if you lower taxes, companies start, look at Amazon. Essentially, their taxes have been zero forever. Zoom, companies I really admire in many ways, zero in corporate taxes. Mm. They thrived.
Yeah.
You want to go help out U.S. companies? You want to go help out U.S. families? I would love to see if I get a politician bold enough to come on the show.
Yeah.
I'm such a fan of the fair tax.
Yes.
You want to see all of us do so well? You really care about us? Why don't you substantially lower income taxes even more, collect even more revenue, and let's be big boys and big girls. Stop being politicians, become leaders, and say, we got to make cuts in a certain way. We got to have a balanced budget. I mean, I always thought the role of our government was to protect our rights, protect us from bad guys inside and out, and have a balanced budget. Stop stealing.
Right.
It's crazy. So the poor is just getting decimated, and middle income is just getting squeezed to death. It's going to get even worse. There's this chasm that has been really accelerated over the last year. And so that's great. I really admire Jeff Bezos in so many ways. What he's accomplished from a garage all the way up to what it is. I admire a lot what Google has accomplished from its infancy. And but my gosh, and Apple, all these companies, I mean, they earned it. But you know, when you go print out all this money and it just gets dumped right back in the stock market, did Bezos really need to go from 100 billion to 200 billion?
Yeah.
Yet, you know, everyone, you know, the blue collar, white collar, pink collar workers, blue collar and pink collar, right? Just in many ways, destroyed last year. The service industry destroyed.
Right.
And so now you're going to print more money. That's going to help them. That's crazy. And you know, we talked about last week, I was just talking about the work ethic in Jersey and New York. And it is, it's pretty, but there's some sacrifice there because that is just, they work and work and work. And, but that wasn't also meant to discount all the other states because the United States of America, we have the hardest working American households, I would argue, than most of the world. It's amazing, our work ethic. We work really hard.
Yeah.
And so you're going to go tax us more? Come on, government, just give more incentives. It's for us to produce, go create. And let's really create more tax revenues for the government and reduce taxes even more.
Right.
That obviously, from the direction of what the Biden administration is indicating, that's not what they think is the right solution for American households. So we'll see what comes out. These things are really complex. I'll try to get CPAs just don't want to come on my show because they hate the answer. You know, I was talking to my CPA. I was like, why don't you want to come on my show? And it's like, you know, you put a CPA I really admire. I haven't talked to him for a few years. He was telling me, I said, yeah, you put 10 CPAs in a room, you get 10 different answers. Oh, no, Ken. And I don't know if it was 10, maybe it was 20, but whatever. You put 10 CPAs in a room, you get 10 different answers. Oh, no. You put 10 of us in a room, you're going to get 20 different answers.
Oh, goodness. Right? Scary.
And the tax codes are just so complex, and now we're going to have a whole new layer coming. And so it's kind of a rumor mill. We really don't know until what we see. And unfortunately, our government's so good at doublespeak that, they talk about it as an investment, or to me, I immediately see, no, this is just an absolute expense on us.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a family in San Diego this week, and they're just doing a great job. I was like, what a coincidence. We just started working a year ago, and look at all these great things that have happened. I'm like a lucky charm, right?
No, of course you are.
All these good things happen. But they're a great family, and they've just been after it and just constantly approving, and some great opportunities are presenting themselves. And I was like, it's like, oh, we don't want to make too much in income. It's like, no, don't worry about that. Forget our Marxist tax code. just keep embracing that kind of money pouring in, and let's get even more. Keep doing what you're doing so well. Keep creating more value for people. Create a huge tax liability problem, and we'll solve it. Right? We'll solve that problem. But don't let the tax code be an incentive to pull back.
Yes, absolutely. You know?
And unfortunately, it's so upside down world. Our tax code and the way it's structured really can be a strong incentive. What's the opposite of incentive? Decentive? Decentive?
Sure. Let's go for decentive. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's just to like pull back, and because you just don't want to get penalized for it. And psychologically, it feels like a strong penalty. It's like, wait a minute, you just created even more money, more velocity of money. You've done even more good things for people. Potentially, I guess you could have done more bad things for people and made money off of it. And so now you're going to increase the tax bracket percentage. That's like just the weirdest logic. Hey, outperform everyone in your classroom. Everyone, you know, all the engineers and aspiring doctors in school, you know, you got to have those straight A's or you're not getting into, I didn't go to medical school, but I represent some doctors and nurses. You got to be an overachiever. You got to be better than everyone else. So you're like the top. And so the teacher says, oh yeah, I'm going to, you know, be harsher on you. So that makes no sense to me.
Yeah, exactly.
So, anyway, I think I joked in one of the episodes that as the higher our income goes up, they should lower the percentage of taxes. So if you look at in the stock market side, we'll wrap up, Tammy, but like assets under management fees, quite often as the assets get higher and higher, a lot of investment advisory firms will reduce what they charge in assets under management fees.
Right.
When you see things going to invest in mutual funds, depending upon the volume, if the volume exceeds certain margins, they actually reduce what those sales charges are. So it seems to be a relationship that works for everyone. So maybe the government should take the same approach. As our incomes go up, they should tax us less.
Absolutely.
So now that's all negative. I will end with what I will talk about, and you'll see a lot of emphasis as we understand more and more what might become law real soon. Areas that we can pivot. You know,
nice.
And quite often a good way is we just see what all the politicians are invested in and they always protect themselves first. So we'll just take their lead unless they find some way to make themselves exempt. Well, then we can't play that game. But there will, I'm sure, as these type of things come up and the rules change, we just got to modify how we play the game.
Right.
And we follow their rules. And so what will present itself will be some. So here's the positive is as things come out and we see what's coming, there will be solutions presented us by our government. They'll create the problem and they'll present their solutions. And there'll be some great things that will resonate for us to embrace and modify how our investments flow. And saving strategies.
You know, something that it was dawning on me as you were talking about this is as if you're out there listening to Ken and maybe you haven't worked with him yet with your finances, something that you can use to determine whether or not you'd like to work with him is what he was doing today. Because what he was doing today is he was saying, okay, on the surface, here's the problem. Let's dig down deeper and figure out what's the underlying cause. And from the underlying cause, we're better able to strategize and problem solve. And he's even recognizing, yeah, right now we don't really know what's coming. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but let's look at the source. Let's look at the cause. And then from there, we can figure out a good strategy going forward. And something that I know from having worked with him for as long as I have is he's very, very focused on the long term. And so the reason why he does this in terms of looking for the cause, looking for the underlying root cause, is because he knows that by addressing that root cause, when you become aware of it, you're able then to create a solution that does actually work long-term. So for a family's finances, I can't think of a better advisor to go to.
Thank you, Tammy B.
Yeah,
thank you. I would say, I love helping. And so the best way to learn more about how I think is definitely if you're new to the show, I always crave for the show to be a 5-star show. And if there's any topics you want me to discuss, any questions you have, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can go to my website, engineerofinance.com. And if you get really brave and actually want to talk to me for a few minutes, you can actually just click and schedule time to talk for a few minutes and say, talk with me. And quite often, I'll be able to help and just point you in the right direction, introduce you to the right people to help, or just answer a question. I mean, I love helping out people. I love helping out families. I love helping out small businesses. I love what I do and just keep paying it forward. So thank you, Tammy B. You're awesome. Thank you to all the listeners of this show. And I have talked a little bit about what might become a problem. We'll identify it more. We'll drill into it. And then some incredible solutions and opportunities will present themselves. And I'll be talking about that for the remainder of this year as well on the Engineer Finance Podcast. So thank you. And I look forward to next week's episode.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.